Cameron, welcome into the 93Q studio. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. It's been a hectic day, but I'm pretty good.
So where are you coming in from today?
New York City.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Do you do anything fun down there?
I was just walking around, you know, enjoying the city. I'm a sucker for New York City. I can't even tell you how much I love it. I want to move there one day, maybe.
Favorite place to go to in New York?
Is it cheesy if I say Central Park?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Central Park's a lot of fun.
I would typically say like FAO Shorts or Toys R Us, but they closed both of them down.
I know. I was really, really heartbroken by that when I thought about that.
I knew about FAO Shorts, and then I tried to take my little brother, who hasn't really been there, to Toys R Us, and couldn't find it. I was like, really? Really, you guys? I was hyping him up. He was so excited, but no.
I know. It was just terrible. Did you see people playing Pokemon Go in Central Park?
Yeah, and I was one of them.
You were? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That was my next question.
I'm all up in it. I loved it. It was at like midnight. We were going on a night walk, and there were at least 200 people at like a lure.
Oh my gosh.
And everyone was on their phone, and my phone had died, and I was livid because the friends I was with, they were all on it. And I was like, I hate all of you right now. But it was fun, though.
What level are you on?
I think I'm level 9 now.
I only started
like a couple days ago.
Yeah. I'm on level 6. I just can't get past level 6.
But what do you mean?
I'm not playing it as much as I should be. So, you know, working and having a job and all that
stuff. You know, as long as you're not buying incense, like, with your money, you're still good. Because I know a couple people who have fallen to that. And I've done it once.
Oh, no.
I won't even lie. I've done it once, but
you didn't spend 99 bucks like John Mayer did you?
No.
Okay, all right.
No.
Okay.
It was like 99 cents.
All right. So. Well, that's not too bad.
No.
That's not too bad. Well, hey, so you're coming in here to Syracuse. You're from Denver.
Yes.
Started out on YouTube. What was it like growing up in Denver and getting into the music scene there?
I love Denver. Denver's amazing. It's such a great place to like be with nature. But now it's like kind of getting to be a huge city.
Everyone's moving there.
Yeah, everyone's moving there. And I mean, it's home for me.
Yeah.
But growing up there was pretty normal.
Yeah.
You know, it was very, very suburban lifestyle and going to school and doing all of that. So it was normal. And then I got a manager because my mom knew somebody who she met at a concert randomly there. I think it was at Red Rocks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great venue. I've never been there. Always wanted to go.
I haven't been either.
It's beautiful. I see the pictures there all the time.
It looks amazing. But they met, and then we ended up joining forces after, you know, asking him over and over again, like, hey, come on, I know she's 8, but can you manage her? Let's make this happen. But once we played him my demo that I did, he was like, all right, okay, I see it.
So what was that demo?
It was called You'll Come My Way.
Okay.
And we did it with one of the local songwriters in Denver that we met because it was one of these old, like, Wiggles type thing that I was obsessed with. They were called High Five.
Okay.
And we had them come in for a charity event for kids in downtown Denver. And we fell in love with one of the girls in it, and we became really good friends, and she was a songwriter, so she wrote me the song, and I recorded it.
Oh, that's great. So then jump ahead just a few years. You're touring with Cody Simpson.
Yes.
And then after that, One Direction.
Yeah.
What was it like touring with them? I mean, you went all over Europe.
Yeah, well, Cody Simpson was my very first tour ever. I was 11, and it was my very first set of shows ever.
Wow.
So it was huge, and I was terrified. And my very first show, I got a bloody nose on stage.
Oh, no.
That was special.
So I had a bloody nose a few weeks ago when I was running, and that was totally embarrassing because everyone was watching me run by with my nose bleeding.
Yeah.
Can't imagine what that was like on stage.
Yeah, I didn't even know about it either until I got off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think it really, like, went anywhere because nobody said anything, but... But nonetheless, walking down that hallway and seeing Cody pass me, looking at me crazy.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't know why. They were just like, come on, let's go to the dressing room right now. Let's go. Come on. And I started gushing. I think it was the altitude.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I guess
that, or the dryness.
That would make
sense. But I don't know. I was still living in Denver, and I was in Utah, so it's not that different.
Yeah, that's not really much of a difference.
Who knows?
I just can't believe nobody said anything to you. You're on stage, and your nose is bleeding. That's
crazy. It wasn't bad. Like I remember wiping my nose, and I was like, okay, what's happening? Maybe I'm just having a runny nose. And then I get off, and they're like, we got to go right now.
Just rush you into the dressing room.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's luckily right then when I got in is when it really got bad, but it was fun before.
So you toured One Direction, and now you're out on your own. You're doing your own thing. You've got your new single out, Machines, which I'm sure you're going to be playing for a few minutes downstairs.
Yes.
I was watching the video. First off, the song is great.
Thank you.
And I love the video because it's like a story. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you've got three acts in it. It's almost like a play.
Yeah.
And what I thought was really cool is that act one, you titled Forbidden Love. Act two was Revolution. Mm-hmm. And act three was Hope. Talk about that a little bit. What exactly is going on in the video?
So, have you ever read the book 1984 by George Orwell?
I did. I think I was in elementary school or middle school.
You know,
it's one of those books everybody reads when they're in grade school.
Exactly. Well, I ended up reading it a little late.
Okay.
This was like last year. And it became my favorite book. And it was right around the time when we were coming up with concepts. And I was like, what about 1984?
The funny thing is that while I was watching that, I was thinking of some kind of crazy utopian future scenario. So I was totally getting that vibe from the video.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally makes sense.
And, you know, that's the book really that like Hunger Games and all those were kind of based on.
Right.
So
I just watched The Giver the other day. That's kind of that same type of thing.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, it's kind of a topic that's more relevant now than it was when it came out, you know? Oppression, people feeling like they can't be who they are, and just wanting to do whatever it is that they want to do and start a revolution.
Right.
And so I wanted it to be very positive because Machines is kind of like a takeover song. You know, it's a hype song.
Okay.
And it makes you feel like you can, you know, take over the world or do whatever it is that you want to do. And I want it to be happy.
You ended the song with a very interesting quote. Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
Yes.
Explain that a little bit.
It's a quote from the book.
Okay.
And in the book, it's kind of mind trippy, but they essentially control everything. Media, news, especially newspapers. And what they'll do is they'll go into the records. And, like, let's say they wanted to nick somebody. It's called unpersoning them.
Hmm.
And they'll just completely erase them from every record, and people forget that that person even existed.
Wow.
So that's how they control the past and the future. And they switch up who they're at war with, like, every other day, and make it seem like they've always been at war with them, and everybody just goes along with it. It's very, very crazy and seems kind of like it couldn't be true, but then you think about the world and the way some places are run right now, and it's like, that could totally be the case.
It's kind of believable, the more you think about
exactly.
it. Right, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, so, what would you say you want people to take away from your song?
My song, I want people to feel empowered.
Right.
You know, you have a lot of love songs all around, make you feel happy and good, or breakup songs that you just want to blast in your car when you're mad at somebody. But I feel like the world could use more empowering songs. And,
absolutely.
And that's the way I feel about Machines.
Well, the song is great. You definitely want to check out her new single. Again, it's called Machines off of her new Dynasty EP, correct?
Yes,
new that
Dynasty.
Is out now, too. You can get it pretty much anywhere.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming to camera.
You.
Oh, one other thing. Last thing before you go. I loved your Twitter bio, taking over the world one Skittles at a time. So I'm assuming you love Skittles.
I do.
I love Skittles too, so I just thought that was really cool.
Oh, I love Skittles. They sent me like 200 bags of Skittles.
Really?
And I like wanted to cry.
Because of that?
Yes.
Because of the bio.
Of
they
that.
Saw it and they sent you Skittles.
Yes, and I like wanted to cry immediately. I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing in my life.
That is so cool.
It was awesome. I ate them all.
I believe it.
Over time,
yeah. You don't want to eat all of that at once. Could get a cavity from that, so we don't want that. Cameron, thanks so much for coming in today.